Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from DonParish.com. Hey, I got to share this with you. All the glory to God. I hope this makes you smile, lets you see light in such a dark world. I'm calling this audio Truth in the Youth. You know, I've done audios in the past after we've stood out at big events. And we go to all different kinds of them, anywhere from, you know, carnal music festivals down to fruit and vegetable festivals, if you want to put it that way. So it gives you all a different view of what kind of people or backgrounds, you know, that we go to. So I just want to say we were at the past couple weekends some like apple festivals, and hundreds of thousands of people show up there. And the weekend before last, while we were at the festival, Brother James and I were there for many hours. We were proclaiming the word, sharing the truth, warning people of the destruction coming. Much, much truth went out, and tons of witnessing, hundreds of gospel cards. Many people were receptive to the truth. And you know what was really thrilling about this was many youth stopped to talk and take gospel cards, and they were of like, I'm going to guess maybe in the upper teens, you know, anywhere from, you know, 15 to 18, somewhere around there, 90, whatever, and even older ones and stuff. But it was just a joy to have youth stop and talk, because I've talked to you after some of the festivals and shared with you how discouraged we are at the youth and the generation coming up, how dark and wicked and disrespectful and unthankful and unruly that they are. We saw time after time after time, and even just being out here living on the streets, we see the wickedness that Satan is instilling in the youth today. So after that festival, we were just, I don't know, our hearts were overflowing, because we were thinking about how Jesus says you must come to the kingdom like a little child. Well, these older teens were not children, but wow, they were in, they're in an age that's very impressionable, you know, kind of like a crossing a threshold, you know, from your kind of innocence and youth into adulthood, and they were standing there listening. So we're very, very joyous that there were hearts open to hear. And this weekend, this past weekend, was incredible. It almost brought tears to my eyes. My heart was overflowing with joy because very young people were stopping to talk to us, as young as 9, 10, 11, 12. The average age of the people that I talked to was between 12 and 15 or so. And there were times Brother James and I were both witnessing, and it was like nonstop again. I had groups of youth there, anywhere from an individual one stopping to talk to 8 or 10 of them listening, asking questions, seeing through the lies of man-made religion. I was warning them, don't be deceived by your parents, by the pastors, by the cultures, by what you think and what you believe. Stick to the Word of God and test it all to that. And then I told them, my parents deceived me, pastors deceived me, they lied. They didn't tell the truth. And when I asked questions, they didn't care. They said, oh, it doesn't matter. And I shared with them, Revelation 22, 14 and 15 says, even one lie that you love and practice will leave you outside the gates of heaven. And that was really a big impact on a lot of them, because many of them saw through Christmas and they didn't understand why, if it was a lie, they're practicing it. Same with Easter. 3 days and three nights. There was much astonishment there when they said, yeah, we were always wondering about that. And I told them what the New Testament body is supposed to be like. And you know what they said? They said, that makes a lot of sense to me. The going to church and sitting there and giving somebody your money, it's so confusing. And they said, you're supposed to be like God is. In their youth, they don't know how to use the biblical terms. They're not studying the scriptures, but they know enough. Even a few scripture verses here and there is sticking in their mind. And so we got to pour a tremendous amount of truth into these youth, share our testimonies with them. And you know, I told them, I asked when I was done witnessing, you know, how old these youngsters are. And they would tell me, and I said, if your parents are allowing you to walk around here without them, if they're sending you out here on your own, if they're giving you phones that access the internet, and they would all smile and nod, I said, they're sending you out in the world and on the internet without them. I said, we're here to help guide you in the truth. You can email us. And I feel very confident in that, because if parents are going to just shove their children out in the world like that, we saints who know the truth should be available to help them. And so I told the young women, I said, you feel free to email me. I'll answer any questions, help you through that. You young men, feel free to email Brother James. And they were very thankful. I don't know what will happen with all the seeds that were planted, but I'll tell you what, they asked such really good questions. They made very good comments. There were some of them that hadn't never even been to church, which is a good thing. But I was able to explain the entire gospel of Christ and who he was and his shed blood. And they said, that makes sense. And they said, it doesn't seem right. All these people going to church and then they're just like everybody else. They said, that sounds like a God that you should be good, using their terms. I told them, I said, you know, be very careful. It had to be 30, 40, 50, 60 youngsters that we talked to that day. I don't know. It was just uncountable, unbelievable. One after the other would just keep stopping. And I told each one of them, I said, God has given you a light in you, some discernment, some seeking, some truth, some openness, whatever it is that he's given you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be standing here when you could be out having fun with your friends. Standing here talking to the preachers that everybody's mocking, the older generation is mocking. I said, be very careful with this light that God has given you. Because if you hear this and you see there's things wrong with all the American churchianity out there, I said, and then you just go into it and you sear your conscience, I said, he might take that light from you and give it to somebody else and you might not get it back. I said, be very careful. You don't let parents, friends, family, jobs, culture, reputation, any of that stand in between you and following after Jesus, who is holy, and he calls us out to be a set apart people. I explained to some of the older ones about Israel and how God had done everything in their lives and set everything up to where they didn't look like, act like, talk like anything like the rest of the world. In fact, I was talking to a couple lesbians about this, and they knew more about biblical truth than many of the adults that we run into. And she said, yeah, that makes sense. We should be different. And so we had so many good conversations on that. And, you know, I happened to mention to some of the youth there, I said, you know, a lot of the adults here are hard-hearted. They hate us. They're mocking us. They're swearing at us. They're saying, you're not doing it right. Jesus was all love. They won't stop to talk and listen about the truth of God, even though many of them were claiming to be Christ. I got it. I said, why do you think that is? And Brother James asked some of them that too. And some said, conviction. And then some of them said that it's what they've been taught and they don't want to do anything different or learn anything different. They're stubborn. You know, these youth, people don't give them enough credit, if you want to use that term. They're very bright, very intuitive. They see what can be black and white. And they also see the hypocrisy when parents say one thing, do another. They may hear scripture verses that say we're supposed to be this way, and the parents who are claiming Christ and their families and their pastors and their religious body are all doing something different. I warned them about Eve in the garden being deceived. I said, that ends up being a sin. It's a transgression against God's law because he's a holy God who can keep us from deception if we truly seek after him. And they said, that makes sense. You know, many times we heard that. That makes sense because they're confused. I was confused growing up. People lying to me. And so it was such a great joy to be able to share all this truth with the youth out there. And I explained to them, you know, you have to lose your life to find it in Christ. And I explained what losing your life would be for a youngster as they're growing up. And they got it. They understood it. I said to a group of young women, and there was a couple young men there, I said, you know, three of our grandchildren are taken away from us. One was taken away just recently. One was taken away before. I said, we used to pour a lot of truth into them, and now they've been taken away from us because their parents hate the word of God. They don't want nothing to do with us. They've removed all contact. And I said, it breaks our heart because they're being raised in the world. And I said, it brings me great joy to be able to share it with you who are around their ages. And I said, maybe someday You'll grow up to be godly young women and men, and you might be out on the streets proclaiming it to other people's grandchildren and children and people. I said, what a joy to think about that, that you could share truth with people and help them out of the confusion that you're in. And they all liked that and smiled. And so, I don't know, sisters, I just want to share this with you. You know, we're just humble servants living our lives out here. It's not about us. It's about the move of the Holy Spirit. It's about God and His timing. If you're ready and willing to serve Him and share this truth, He will put people in your path that need to hear that. And you know, it is such a dark world and it's getting worse and worse. And yes, the youth coming up now, I warn these children, or these, I don't want to, yeah, they are children, but yet they're, I want to call them young adults. I warn them that Satan is after their generation. Some of them really got it. When I said, you know, the COVID thing, trying to push you all through a funnel and make you all the same way and remove your individuality that God has put in you. So that way, if you become a godly woman or man, He will be able to use those attributes when you're out sharing and proclaiming the gospel. And they said, yeah, they see a lot of this out there, that a lot of them don't like it. So praise God for that. And another one popped in my mind. This was just awesome. 15-year-old woman, young woman, came up to me. She had a zeal. And it was just incredible. It was awesome. It just warmed my heart. And she was like really passionate when we were talking about the things of God. And she said repentance. She was like really passionate about what repentance was. She knew it and she told me. And I was like, yes, amen. Hallelujah. She at 15, not being taught by somebody totally biblical, knew what that was. And she was thoroughly confused why her parents and her religious body are practicing all these things that are lies and don't line up with Scripture. And so to be able to pour truth into people is a precious gift that we're not worthy of, but we just keep doing our reasonable service. Amen, sisters? And I just wanted to share all this with you. What a great encouragement to know young people here, old people here, and we just keep all going and doing what the Lord has us do. Be who we're supposed to be. Shine His light, His truth. Be ready to give an answer. Be studied up so we can help other people. And share it. Encourage the brethren with the stories that you get to share with people, because I know these stories, not stories, but these accounts that Brother James and I share, we have comments from people how encouraging and edifying it is, because it is a dark world. And Satan would have everybody believe that nobody wants to hear it, because that's what we hear on the streets. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say. Oh, really? Tell it to all the youth that we just talked to. You know, in fact, this is crazy. It just reminded me. When we first got there, we were walking the streets, proclaiming the Word of God, and the event manager came up to us and tried to stop us. The police tried to stop us. They were wicked and corrupt. They ended up running off, knowing they were wrong when people stood up to defend the Christians who were being wrongfully accused. And after that, of much contention of that, the rest of the day, we even passed some of those police officers that were corrupt, and they said nothing. The rest of the day was just jam-packed with witnessing and the truth going out. So God is moving out there. The Holy Spirit's moving. And He's out there convicting. He's doing what the Bible says. He's a comfort. He convicts. And if we're out here doing what we're supposed to be doing, shining our light and sharing it, you're there where the Lord has you, however it is that He has you doing it, within the lives that He has given you. You know, we're just vessels that the Lord can use to share with people. And so I just thought maybe that would be encouraging to you. It was so awesome. Brother James and I were just totally physically exhausted. It was a super long day out there, constant, nonstop talking, and we were physically exhausted. But our hearts were so filled with joy and zeal and love of the Lord. You know, it's all because of Him and what Christ has done, His shed blood. We don't hear that proclaimed out there. What we hear is love and grace and mercy and peace. And yeah, God is that for those who will die to self, lose their life, repent, turn their mind and their ways toward Him, and then you will be born again, and then you will follow after holiness and obedience, and you get all those beautiful, wonderful, loving attributes of God. But if you don't, just like Brother James and I share on the streets, In 2 Thess, it talks about how he's coming back to take vengeance on those who obey not and love not the gospel. And so it's a balance. Romans talks about the love or the goodness and the severity. Sorry, I'm out here walking on the sidewalk. Goodness and severity of God. There's both. You're going to get the severity if you're not in Christ. You're going to get the goodness of Christ if you're in Him. And I told people, you know, God loved mankind in one act, and it was through Christ. You don't get that love if you're not in Christ. And so we have to have a well-balanced ministry while we're sharing with people out there. Yeah, with the youth, you got to warn them about the vengeance coming if they don't repent and obey the gospel. But you also can share with them how the hope, love, grace, mercy, and strength of God can carry them through all that and give them the power to overcome, even though they might be under the headship of their parents and they might be hindered in many ways. I told them, I said, you know, if you truly are trying to serve the Lord and there's many ways that you're hindered by your parents, the Lord knows your heart. You just do the best that you can until you're set free to be able to go do and be who you are supposed to be in Christ. And I said, we're here to help you. So I just want to share that with you, sisters. Praise the Lord for His word going out, regardless of whether it's to people's condemnation or to their conviction. Stand strong and don't put a basket over your shining light that Christ has given you. All right. We love you all. Hold fast. May God be praised.